Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 271. No can play Skyrim. Urge to kill. Rising. This is the show recorded on the 14th of November, 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name's Paul. And joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
I've been instructed that I have to do the stupid show instead of playing Skyrim, so I ain't happy this week.
You've already played a whole weekend of Skyrim.
Even more so than usual. I am not happy.
You played a whole weekend of it.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Well, I ain't played it yet, have I?
The point is, I want to play it right now.
Well, the second we finish the show, you can.
No, because I have to edit it.
Okay. Well, we'll make it quick. For Paul and all the other people that want to play Skyrim. Because, of course, you know, you can't listen to the show and play Skyrim. Because you've got to listen to the Skyrim music and the ambience and stuff. Okay. So, starting off this week...
Wait. First, we're going to do the Skyrim review.
Previews and or reviews.
This goes first. This is only a short review. It will contain no spoilers or anything else. Skyrim is the best game this year. In fact, I would argue it is the best game since Supreme Commander, maybe, or since Oblivion, maybe, or I'm trying to think of decent games. There haven't been any decent games. This is the best game there is in recent times.
That's quite
GamerCast would like to award it 5 out of 5 and also give it Game of the Year. But however, we will next week do a more in detailed review where we will also discuss all the problems with it. Todd Howard!
Now for the news.
Okay, so there's a bit of news this week. To start off, we are doing a giveaway on our YouTube channel because we've got over 1,500 subscribers now. So if you pop on there's a video. There's also a video on the website as well, which has Charlotte showing all the stuff that you can win. The giveaway finishes on the 30th of November, so you've actually got quite some time. So there's a first, second, third, and fourth prize, and then there's spot prizes as well. So first prize gets like a Dead Rising 2 collector's edition, which came out over here, which was the one with the zombie, except it doesn't have the game with it.
Yeah, come on.
An extra little bits and bobs, so you get a Dark Sector comic and a Pokemon poster. Second prize is some awesome stuff from the Mario Galaxy launch event that we went to back in Cardiff years ago when Mario Galaxy came out. And that's in a little bag, and you get a beanie hat and an LED pen and the same to the Dark Sector comic and the Pokemon poster. Third prize, you get a Cookie Mama oven mitt, because the person who won that previously did not send us their address in the end. Key rings, stickers, Saints Row 2 playing cards, Sonic Chronicles, Dark Brotherhood tin, Imagine DS game holder, and the Dark Sector comic and the Pokemon thing. And then fourth prize is the ones I just said, minus the E3 stuff, really. And then there's spot prizes as well, which are actually in some ways some of the cooler stuff. So there's a Hitman and Tomb Raider poster, which is double-sided. Batman Arkham She's put Arkham Asylum. It's an Arkham City poster. A No More Heroes 2 poster. There's a Zelda Phantom Hourglass DS screen wipe. Blitz Games bottle opener. And a Fallout 3 making of DVD.
And the sixth prize is a troll from Lord of the Rings.
Annoying. So if you want to win any of that stuff, go on the website or the YouTube channel and you can see the details on how to enter and enter on there, because you can enter if you comment on the Facebook, Twitter, the video, or on the website. So there's multiple ways to enter, and it's by the 30th of November at 7 p.m.
Why is this a YouTube giveaway? No offense, but the podcast gets more traffic.
It's not a YouTube giveaway as such, it's just the video went on YouTube first.
It's on my notes. It's YouTube giveaway.
Well, it says YouTube giveaway. Well, we could just call it giveaway. Or we're giving away games. I don't know.
Just call it November stuff. Giveaway.
November giveaway. Just purely on the basis that all that stuff is in the flat with Charlotte. None of it's here, so...
Good. We don't want a crap here. In the bin.
So yeah, pop on the website and you can find out more details about that on there. To celebrate the Zelda 25th anniversary, as well as everything else that Nintendo are doing,
Terraria has Falclaw dressed up as Link.
Nintendo are doing a 25th anniversary 3DS, which looks lovely.
I actually think it looks really tacky.
I want it. It's got the Zelda thing on it, the Triforce. I think it looks really nice. Nicer than my blue 3DS.
Nope.
Yeah, it does. It looks nice. So it's got gold kind of little bits on it.
You tacky.
It comes with a copy of Ocarina of Time, and it retails for about 165 quid, I believe. It's coming out this week. The week after next. Some websites have it up for the 18th. A few others have it up for the 25th.
It's 25th, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it not?
It may be.
I actually don't have a clue, but I'd rather it not come out this week.
I know, I think a few websites have it up for this week. You can get that if you don't have a 3DS yet and you wanted Zelda. It's quite a good thing for anyone who hasn't purchased one yet. And it's in black, and it's all Zelda-y, and it's nice, like the Game Boy Advance SP that they did. Next up, Deponia, which we have mentioned before, which is a lovely 2D adventure point-and-click. Has sadly been delayed. It was going to come out at some point this year, even though they hadn't really shown much on the game at all. It's now been put back to 2012, and they've said the second quarter at some point. This is a PC game, as it is a point-and-click adventure, and it looks absolutely lovely. Search for Deponia or go on the website, and we've got a preview on there for it. It's a lovely-looking game. That's a shame that it's been put back. Ski Region Simulator 2012 has been announced. This is a simulator game where you explore like snowy areas, either on foot, on by vehicle, or I imagine maybe skiing. You can construct ski lifts and stuff, and you just kind of make your own little thing for skiing in. And that's been announced for coming out the 2nd of December. The Lost Story and Pandora's Tower, so I think this still applies. Yes, as long as this episode goes up before tomorrow.
It'll go up tomorrow, probably.
Nah, that's alright. If anyone listens to it tomorrow, they'll be able to do it.
I've got an urge to play Skyrim. I don't know if I can make it for the rest of the show.
That's okay, Paul. So, The Lost Story and Pandora's Tower are two JRPGs down there in, like, that are going to be... I can see two JRPGs that are going to be released over here. The Lost Story is a really nice-looking JRPG that I remember seeing...
Oops, I clicked on the Skyrim button.
Announced, or released in Japan already. It's got lovely box art, and they're doing a competition on the Nintendo Europe website where you can vote for which box art you'd rather have for the games. So the kind of voting period finishes tomorrow, but if you listen to the podcast tomorrow, or today as you're listening to it, and go on the website, I'm sure they'll still be up. The only annoying thing is that to vote for the things, you have to share your vote. You can't just vote. So you have to share it with people on Facebook or Twitter. But it's quite nice. Sadly, the one for The Lost Story that I think looks nicer isn't winning at the moment. But, you know, there's not really much you can do about that.
Let's support websites now.
It comes out... Well, they both come out next year at some point. They haven't got confirmed release dates as of yet, though. And they're both Wii games. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, or Fish Game. Should we call it Fish Game?
It's Modern Warfare 3, what are you talking about?
Has sold a lot of copies. Apparently, how many copies? I saw it sold more than 6.5 million units in North America and the UK. So not including anywhere else. Within the first 24 hours. It's made more than $400 million. Which is a shame, I think. Might sound like that. I mean, it's good for the games industry in a way, but it's also bad for the games industry. That the biggest selling game is that. I'd rather it be something a bit nicer. Or something that I was a bit more interested in. Not that Modern Warfare is a bad game.
But saying that, as has increasingly been happening, people buy it within the first 24 hours now. They don't buy it over the course of 3 or 4 months. Like, everyone comes in on release day to buy it. So their 24-hour figures will obviously be quite good, but... The day after that, it's going to drop off a cliff.
Oh, what? So it's not a very...
Yeah, it doesn't continue to sell. Like, you know, you've got games which just continue to sell.
They used to, though, didn't they?
Well, yeah, before it got popular, but now it's got popular and everyone just buys it on release.
That's the thing. It's not a slow burner, it's just
it's,
a...
Yeah, it's
it's like a fuse. It goes out in a second.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Whereas something like Batman, for example, will sell a little bit on release day and then just keep chugging along.
And then it'll go down in price.
Because people will think, oh, that's actually quite good. I saw my mate playing it, I'll buy it, and then so on and so on and so on. But Call of Duty, everyone knows, oh, I'm going to buy it, it's Call of Duty.
So some
obviously Activision Blizzard have more than one as.
Yes. Talking of
World of Warcraft isn't enough.
Gotham City Impostors has they've announced that the open beta is going to start in December. So in a couple of weeks' time, the game itself doesn't come out until January 10th next year now. But if you want to apply for the beta, go on GothamCityImpostors.com and you can sign up for that. Also, anyone who got the collection, I'm guessing maybe as well just the standard edition of Arkham City, you've got a code that you can enter, I think, to try and get in on the beta as well. Like an extra chance, maybe, I'm not sure. So that's pretty cool. Gotham City Impostors is, of course, a first-person shooter, 12-player online shooter, where you play as the Gotham City Impostors in a way. So there was a... Batman, I believe there was a there was either a graphic novel or a comic.
The car from Project Gotham Racing. Or,
is it based... either way, it's inspired from a certain thing that they did at one point, and it's people dressed up to look like Batman and other people from Gotham City. So like how they do it in The Dark Knight at the start, and there's a guy dressed up as Batman.
Yeah, there are a bunch of hobo vigilantes dressed up as Batman, even though they're really fat and they fall over and stuff.
Yeah, they go.
Let's watch Batman.
Some memorabilia news. So memorabilia is a convention that happens in Birmingham at the NEC.
We got tickets for something. London Gaming Con, if you want to get that.
Oh, I.
Do you want me to forward that to you?
Yeah, forward it to me. So they've announced that Battlefield 3 is going to be playable there for anyone who hasn't bought it or played it yet and would like to have a play and see if they enjoy it.
Thanks.
The memorabilia happens between the 19th and the 20th of November, so it's this weekend coming. So if you haven't played it yet, they're going to have it there. I mean, apparently they're going to have it played on a 103-inch screen. That's pretty big. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to have consoles and some PC set up as well for you to be able to play it. Game of Thrones news for anyone who liked the TV series, because lots of people seem to like that. We haven't spoken about Amnesia before. I know it, though. I have a copy.
Why didn't we speak about it when it came out?
Well, it came out quite some time. It didn't have a retail release, did it?
With no excuse to talk about it. Anyway, you're talking about Game of Total
Thrones.
Recall.
No, I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
Sims 3.
Hey, you're just skipping through.
Future that.
So, Atlas with HBO Cyanide.
Flipping annoying guy from Bioshock. Beat it!
Are collaborating together to make a Game of Thrones action RPG based on the books and the TV show, as of course is with HBO. The game's coming out early 2012 and will be on Xbox 360, PS3 and Windows.
Can we just call HBO what they're supposed to be called? Hubbo.
Hubbo. Okay, with Hubbo.
A.K.A. Hobo.
They claim it's going to be a 30-plus hour RPG and...
Is that it?
Cyanide. Which was Cyanide?
It's the guys who committed suicide with their cyanide.
Didn't they make
capsules.
A game recently, Cyanide Studios? So yeah, it's not internally developed by Atlas Project, so it's not made by one of their RPG studios, but it is an action RPG and not your kind of standard Atlas RPG.
So more towards the Elder Scrolls end of the spectrum.
Yeah, so more Western RPG. Cyanide.
By Elder Scrolls, I mean recent Elder Scrolls, which are for console fan noobs.
So it's made by the guys who make Blood Bowl, which is the football style. Is it America football?
Yes, over the top.
Warhammer game. Oh, there you go. They actually made the Game of Thrones game that came out recently as well, which was an RTS, I believe. I may be wrong in saying that. But they also made Pro Cycling Manager. And now they're making Game of Thrones. So that's pretty cool. EDF, for anyone who doesn't know what EDF stands for, is Earth Defense Force. And Insect Armageddon came out quite recently on 360 and PS3. And they've now announced that it's coming out on Steam. It's coming out on... Oh, no official release date as of yet, but holiday 2011, and it's going to be exclusive to Steam at the moment. I'm sure it'll probably then shortly after roll out onto other digital platforms, and it'd be nice if it got a retail release as well. Not that PC retail sells that well, but I'm sure they'll do anyway. Some Trine 2 news. So we mentioned this last week, I believe, about the collector's edition that was coming out, and it's now been announced that Lace Mamba Global have picked up the collector's edition for the UK and Ireland, and they'll be releasing it over here. The collector's edition, of course, comes with Trine 2, a Steam copy of Trine, the soundtrack, and an art book. You can pre-order it on Amazon and Zavvi at the moment, and I think they're the only two places I've seen with it. Oddly enough, Zavvi are charging $34.99 and Amazon are charging £16. I imagine Zavvi have just got their price a little bit wrong, because a lot of the Lace Mamba games have been coming out for between, I'd say, £15 and £25. So if you pop on Amazon and pre-order it there. Trine 2 is, of course, sequel to Trine, which was a physics-based puzzle game where you play as three different characters. However, with this one, it now has online and local co-op that you can do it with, as opposed to switching between the characters on your own. You can play it with friends instead, which is quite nice. Sims 3 has a new stuff pack coming out, which is the Master Suite stuff pack. This adds, like, kind of posh people stuff. So you get, like, a luxurious master bedroom, bathroom furnishings, decor, apparently romantic intimate wear for Sims. Not that they really do much on the underwear side, but I guess they've had lots of people asking for stuff like that. So it seems like four-poster beds, vanity tables, candles, roses, vases, stuff like that. They're also adding some hairstyles as well, and a few other little bits and bobs. This is, of course, coming out for the PC version of The Sims 3, not for 360 and stuff like that, and will be out January 26th next year. I guess they're announcing it just before Christmas, because it comes out just after Christmas, so at least then people know, hey, I want to get The Sims 3 stuff pack. And then they get a gift card, and then they can buy it in the new year. Saints Row the Third, the initiation station, more like, actually. So Saints Row the Third, of course, comes out this week, and THQ have announced a few facts about the initiation station that they released a few weeks ago now, I think it was, which is the character creator. And so kind of how they did the Spore character creator and stuff like that. They released it early so you could then create characters and share them with friends. Because beforehand with Saints Row 2, you couldn't share your characters. So you had to show people pictures of your sliders and then they could copy them that way. Which was a fact that I found out because I didn't realise that. So apparently 1.2 million people have downloaded and played the initiation station so far. And yeah, so they've had lots of people doing it. I haven't got a stat for how many characters have been created, though. I thought I did. More than 1 million unique characters that have been created. I think it's quite nice. Because, of course, then lots of people can then look at the other ones and get characters based off that. What are you pulling faces for? Okay. But yeah, so then of course you can download other people's characters and then play with those this week when Saints Row comes out.
Right. I know what you're thinking, Danny. Saints Row is so amazing, I want Saints Row. Look, mate, it's nothing compared to Skyrim.
Different game. Different genre.
Watch it, Mr. Taylor.
Some really random news. They're making a Total Recall game.
Oh, dear.
However,
dear,
this is an MMO. That's coming out. I'm not
it's
sure.
An MMO.
Yeah,
well,
it's an
I'll
MMO.
Tell you right now. It ain't
well, yeah, it's
going to
be
anywhere.
It's going to be a browser-based free-to-play.
It's not going
with
anywhere.
Microtransactions. I'm gonna when it comes out, I'm gonna look at it just to see how they've made a game based on it. So they haven't made a game based off we sell we.
We Die.
We Are Something Wholesale. The name of the short story that it's... Did we buy? No. I can't think of the name. But so, of course, Total Recall was based off of a Philip K. Dick short story. And then, of course, the film was made and everyone knows the film. The game has been based around the film. And I'm not sure how you can base a game around Total Recall as such. I mean, you can have it set on Mars. You can have dream stuff in it. I'm not sure. It's kind of interesting. I'm interested in it. So I'm going to find out some more about it when it comes out. They haven't said... Oh, it's coming out. Not for quite some time. August 3rd next year. So they're spending a lot of time working on it. I believe it's being made by... a Chinese company. I don't know, it's kind of weird because, of course, a lot of the Asian MMOs that you get are really stylized and all look kind of samey, and I wonder how they'll do a Total Recall game because it should look really gritty.
Really badly.
But I'm interested in seeing what happens with that, and I'm sure any other Total Recall fans or sci-fi fans may keep an eye on it as well. Batman Arkham City, so it's still not out on PC because they've delayed it again. So I know we mentioned on last week's show, oh, it's coming out this week. Well, it's now not coming out until November 25th. Which is kind of lame. They haven't really said why. It's just...
They don't want to try and compete with the Skyrims.
Or any of the other releases coming out this week, I suppose.
Only the Skyrims. No other release.
So if you had a pre-order down, you'll just have to wait a little while longer. And then finally, some Future Lab news. So we mentioned Future Lab a few times. They made Coconut Dodge on PSP Minis, which is also on iOS now. And they've been making a game which you could name or try and name. And they've now got on board the composer from the Killzone games. What's his name? Joris Deman. I'm probably saying that totally wrong. And they've got him on board to do the soundtrack for their game, which is quite cool. Which is coming out in March next year. So that's a nice little bit of news, so you know it's going to have some good music.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
And that's the news for this week.
Alright, last week you would have heard this. Catherine guessed it was Wolfenstein 3D, so she's dead wrong.
No, I did not. I said Arena, didn't I?
It was the Elder Scrolls Arena. So, GZ.
Yay.
This
I
week.
I got some GZ.
This week.
But only because you gave me clues.
Yeah, like too many clues. This week you're getting no clues, but I expect the expansion pack to be named, and also the character saying it to be named as well.
For to Solstheim until the next one.
Okay, so it's Morrowind. I don't know the name of the dude. So there was Blood. Was there Blood Moon? Blood Moon, was that one of the expansions?
You had Tribunal and Blood Moon.
I go with Blood Moon.
Okay, what's the name of the dude?
I don't know the name of the dude.
Can you at least tell me the race of the dude?
Lesbord Solstheim? No. I know you say it all the time. you say it a bit differently to him.
Yeah, it sounds a bit different than how I remember it. Because I've not heard that for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I don't know, like 2005? 2004 was the last time I heard that, so obviously my memory of it has changed a lot. But I still know that dude. So anyway, if you think you know the guy's name, you also get bonus points if you name the town he's in as well. I know the answer. And the name of the game and the expansion pack he was in, etc., etc. You get the GZ. Catherine will not get complete GZ.
No, as I have not named him, and I've guessed the expansion.
So anyway, good luck, everyone. and no Falclorist, not flipping Dragonstar.
New releases this week.
Alright, so we've got one or two releases this week.
One or two.
We're going to run through these really quickly because most of them are not of Skyrim. Therefore, we have Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary.
This comes out on Tuesday.
Not to be mistaken with Halo 4, which everyone seems to be asking me for.
Oh, really?
No, Halo 4, it's been announced, but it could be another couple of years away yet.
Yeah, they just announced it.
They showed a trailer.
Well, yeah, they showed the gameplay trailer.
Of the Master Chief waking up. No offense, but that's a long way from having a game on the shelf.
Whereas they showed this as well, but...
But they showed this years ago.
Mm. So this is, of course, a remake of Halo, which came out, was it 10 years ago?
Halo Combat Evolved. Ten years ago.
Yeah. So to celebrate the 10th anniversary of this, it's got Kinect support, it's got more multiplayer maps, it's got multiplayer, unlike...
Blood Gulch! Blood Gulch, Albert Alpha!
So it's got full multiplayer...
Blood Gulch.
On 360, which is a first, because of course on Xbox it had local, but not online.
It had local because Xbox Live had not been launched by the time it came out.
And of course, PC version did have maps, so people may have played the multiplayer stuff with friends online, otherwise beforehand. But other than that,
So if you want to play through Halo Combat Evolved again, now's a good time to do it, because you won't have to put up with low-res nab graphics. Anyway, Super Mario 3D Land is also coming out. This is exclusive to the Nintendo 3DS.
Yes, this is the new Mario game in 3D.
It's like Mario Land in 3D.
Well, yeah, he's got his Tanuki suit, which is a raccoon for anyone who doesn't know what Tanuki means.
Stupid suit.
It's cute.
Stupid, what the...
He has his little kind of wiggle around when he's, like, flying.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
His tail spins really slow, though. But yeah, so it's quite interesting because it's the first 3D Mario game. Which means you can really see where you're... Well, 3D is in depth. You can really see where you're landing
other
when you
galaxies.
Jump, which is kind of weird. Well, no, I mean 3D is in visually. Well, not visually. 3D, 3D. There you go. Does that make sense?
3D, 3D. Okay, 3D, cool. 3D. That sounds great.
This is really cool. I'm looking forward to it. But also out on the 18th is Zelda Skyward Sword. So it's kind
on
of silly.
On the YI.
On the YI. Which is kind of annoying because Nintendo released their two kind of big games.
Well, unfortunately,
on the same
that's just
game.
The way things happen.
It's like, okay, they've done it so for those who have 3DSs can get Mario and those who have Wii's can get Zelda. It's like, what about both? I want both.
You're not having either. Neither Speedrun's also coming out. We don't need to talk about this.
I just want to say Skyward Sword, also, if you haven't, well, it uses the Motion Plus. If you haven't got a Motion Plus controller,
you suck.
You can get the limited edition of Skyward Sword, which comes with that. Also, any copies of Skyward Sword have the CD of the music from the 25th Symphony thingamajig. So if you didn't manage to go to one of those, because there are only a few that happened, you can then get the CD and listen to it and think, oh, I was there almost. But it's, yeah, newest Zelda game. Last one, of course, was Twilight Princess. This is apparently the game the Wii was made for.
Oh, really?
Finally out.
I actually think the game the Wii were made for was this. Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games. Why on earth this is coming out, I have no idea. And why on earth Nintendo still have the license for the Olympic Games is beyond me.
So yeah, Need for Speed the Run's coming out.
I've already talked about
on
that.
On 360, PS3,
I already
PC.
Talked about Need for Speed, and I said we don't need to talk about
it. It's Heavy Rain meets a racing game.
Oh, it's rubbish.
So it's racing, and then you get a bit of QTE.
It's
and
rubbish.
So racing. Then, yeah, as Paul said, Mario Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games is coming out, of course, just before Christmas.
Stupid.
To try and sell some Wiis.
Stupid.
What
are you going to do when the Olympic Games start, eh? What are you going to sell then, eh?
They'll promote it again.
They'll promote it again. Well, Nintendo can frack off with this title. Stupid.
Well, I think it's okay.
Well, releasing the Summer Olympics game... 7 months before the Olympics start in the middle of winter. And yeah, like I said, I don't think they should even have the license to use the Olympics in the title. This should be a multi-platform thing. But no, Nintendo being too flipping up their own backsides won't do that. They're like, oh, we released it on the Wii, yeah, great.
They released those games on the DS as well, don't they?
True, but it's still Nintendo, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about an Xbox?
It's
release?
On Nintendo because it's got Mario in it.
Well, gee, Sega have no problem with Sonic being on everything.
No, that's because Sega doesn't have a console anymore.
Maybe Nintendo should lighten up and stop being so flipping stupid. They've got other exclusive titles. It's not even a proper Mario game. You know, it's not like a Mario, Super Mario's coming out on a different platform. This is an Olympic Games game, which should be multi-platform, available for everyone to enjoy. And it should be released when the flipping Olympic Games start. Anyway, LEGO Harry Potter Years 5-7 is also coming out. This is the second part in the LEGO Harry Potter games. This is coming out on everything.
Yeah, it features all the rest bar Deathly Hallows.
Because they obviously want to do another one for now.
Yeah, because of course Deathly Hallows is year 8.
They might even do it in two parts, like someone else did.
Like the film did.
And EA did.
And EA. But the film did it first.
It's really the film's fault then.
Uh-huh.
I know, let's watch Harry Potter.
I'm alright. So yeah,
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen part two. So there's new locations in it that, of course, haven't been in it because they're in only years 5-8. So things like
Hogwarts
was already in it. Hogsmeade, Grimmauld Place,
The train
Godric
station,
Hollow. That was in the first film.
That's the only places I know of.
Okay,
Dumbledore.
That's of course coming out on pretty much everything.
Is he dead yet? Is he dead by? Here.
He dies in the seventh one.
Okay.
Because he dies in Half-Blood Prince.
Spoiler!
Or does he die in Half-Blood Prince?
I don't know when he dies.
Does he die in Order
of
Phoenix?
He's a stupid old git.
No, it's in Half-Blood Prince he dies.
He needs to shove off somewhere. Get out of my flipping Greybeard
tower. So, Saints Row the Third coming out. This is also coming out on PC as well. So unlike beforehand where it was a port, this is coming out the same day. If you pre-ordered it, you get the Professor Genki stuff, as Portia's been mentioning. Where you get the Professor Genki
stupid
suit, which is like a cat suit, and you get a gun that squirts octopuses on people, and you get his car that can shoot people out of it as well.
Where's Free Space?
Yes, of course. Where's Free Space 3?
What are you doing?
Of course, their Saints Row team has been working on Saints Row Death.
Saints Row team need to start making Free Space.
We've got an interview actually with some of the developers on our YouTube channel if you pop on there, or on the website where we've got a link to it as well.
The only question I would ask is, where's Free Space?
I asked them that.
Is it under here? Is it over here? Where is it, man?
Of course, Saints Row is not GTA like some people seem to think it is. It is the silly
let's be realistic.
The silly cousin.
The first one
was similar.
Was very influenced by GTA.
But then they kind of broke themselves away.
Then they broke themselves away into La La Land.
Well, they went to the silly side of things. And they're pretty crazy. So that's coming out on PS3, Xbox 360, and PC.
Assassin's Creed Revelations is also coming out. You get to play as Ezio again and see him faff about in whatever he's up to now. So this isn't Assassin's Creed 3, it's just another Ezio expansion pack to number 2.
Yep.
But you can purchase cool Ezio figures.
Oh, I. It's coming out on 360 and PS3. I don't believe PC's the same day, though.
We don't care.
They usually come out a bit later. Anno 2070 is coming out, so Ubisoft are releasing a PC game.
This is their real-time strategy game.
Yes. This is their first futuristic one, because, of course, the Anno games have been in the past before.
Like Anno 14, whatever it was.
1407, was it?
Whatever. Now it's in the future.
Yes, now it's a future one. Obviously, similar mechanics to their usual RTS kind of stuff, but they made it futuristic. And there's like different factions and stuff. We've got DreamWorks
Superstar Kart,
which looks kind of like. Do you remember seeing the Shrek racing game on PS2?
No, but I do want to shoot myself in the face.
So this is a little kart racing game with lots of DreamWorks characters in it. So it's got like Shrek. Things from Madagascar.
Shrek.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Shrek.
The other
person from Shrek. What else? Shrek. Did we mention Shrek?
I'm not a huge DreamWorks fan.
Yeah, sorry, DreamWorks. What should people go?
I prefer Pixar.
Well, Pixar are up themselves as well.
Well, I prefer the Pixar animation. DreamWorks has a bit of a more silly kind of style to it. And I'm not a Shrek fan, so.
Sucks.
Then we've got iPet and Friends, which is the newest iPet game. You can have the iPet and another one
with friends.
And it's of course Move, so you use Move to play with your pet.
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yep. This is, of course...
Fatality.
Like they did with...
I've just been killed by Sub-Zero. Ah!
Street Fighter 4, but they did Super Street Fighter 4. They're now done. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Which obviously gets pwned by Mortal Kombat.
Yep. This has all of the characters, and including all the DLC characters, and has spectator mode as well. They've apparently improved the online. It's got 8 new stages. They've done some tweaking to the balancing of the characters as well.
What I want to know is when they're releasing Super Ultimate Special Edition Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got Medieval Moves Deadman's Quest. This is a new move title that they showed at E3. It's kind of got a medieval feel to it, and it's a move game. What, a move controller game? Did you call it a move or whatever?
A PS3
It's also got online co-op via PSN. And then we've got Carnival Island as well, which is another move game. There's a lot of move and Kinect titles coming out this week. So Carnival Island is like Carnival Games for the Wii.
Oh dear.
But for move.
Oh dear.
Then we've got After Hour Athletes, which is another move game on the PSN, on the PS3, which has like darts and bowling and stuff like that. And then we've got Rappler Fishing.
After Hour Athletes, yeah. Indeed.
We've got Rappler Fishing, which is on Kinect, well, on 360 for Kinect. So you're fishing with your arms.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's also got boat racing in it. So I'm guessing.
Well, you've got to race the boat to get the fish, haven't you?
Yeah, but there's boat racing. It's a fishing game.
Yeah, but what if someone else is trying to nick your fish,
That's
man?
Not why there's boat racing in it, though. Shut Obviously, up. They thought, the fishing doesn't take up enough time. Let's add some boat racing. But yeah, so you get to do fishing.
Your competitive fisherman.
So I suppose some people might like it more than the fishing rods. Well, actually, no. It's easier because there's no fishing rod to hold, but then you get to do the kind of fishing motion with your hands. So that's cool. Then we've got L.A. Noire Complete Edition coming out on PS3 and Xbox 360. PC was last week, as Paul just said. It's got all the DLC on it, so it's got Nicholson Electroplating, which is the best DLC case. Reefer Madness, the Consoles Car, the Naked City, A Slip of the Tongue, the Badge Pursuit Challenge stuff, and all weapons and outfits that have been released. Then we've got Motion Explosion, which is a minigame game, really, for Kinect. So there's like Sack Hack. Keep multiple objects in the air using your limbs. It's a minigame game. It's a Christmas game. That's why it's coming out. Hulk Hogan's Main Event. This is also another Kinect game. It's a wrestling game with Hulk Hogan. You're just doing moves to fight people, really. It's like a one-on-one fight thing. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Cabela's Survival, Shadows of Katmai. I want to say Katamari of Katmai. This is like their third-person, first-person trying to be edgy game. I watched a video for it. It mainly showed cutscene stuff.
And of course, Cabela's Adventure Camp.
Which is their take on Kinect Adventures, really. But a bit more generic, I suppose, so there's racing and stuff like that. This is actually on PS3 and 360, so it's Kinect and Move. So that's a minigame game. So there's Thrill Hill Biking, Wild River Kayaking, and Full Throttle Wave Riding. They have to add so many words before the other words that make my mouth confused. Yes, that's another kind of Christmas game, really. Do you like how I've written this? Do you want to say the next game?
There's a game coming out heavily endorsed by a man not allowed on any of my podcasts and blogs and any other properties. We will refer to him as Asshole.
Do we not say his first name?
No, don't give it away.
Okay. Do we say the name of the game?
Yeah, you can say the name of the game.
Leela?
Wait, you have to say it properly. Asshole Leela.
So it's got his name at the start. It's apparently it's a groundbreaking interactive experience.
It's a stupid thing, and the guy should be locked up permanently.
So it's got to do with apparently meditation techniques, and it's Xbox 360, Wii, and PS3 title, I believe. Paul disagrees with this guy.
I disagree with him indeed.
What was it that he says? What was the video you
showed
me?
He's a mumble jumble man.
Mumbo jumbo.
He talks any old rubbish just to sell a book.
Oh, I.
And then he says that scientists steal his word, because quantum is his word.
Oh, yeah, quantum mechanics. Was it quantum mechanics?
Oh, quantum mechanics is why blah, 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 the soul, blah, 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 spirituality, blah, 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 craziness, blah, 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 blah. Honestly, if there's anyone in the world who needs to be put to death, it is this man.
Okay.
And I've reserved the right to add in about 20 or 30 other people later on if I can think of their names before the end of the show.
Then we've got Gillian...
Oh, put her on the list.
Gillian Michaels.
Beat it.
Is that her name? Gillian Michaels? I don't know.
Yes. Stupid fitness woman.
Fitness
go away.
Experience. I've never heard of her before. You seem to know who she is, so...
Well, I sell games,
oh, yeah, of course. So this is coming out on Kinect. This is another fitness game. Of course, it probably won't be as good as something like Your Shape.
Your Shape, Fitness Evolved, 2012.
This is kind of like how there's multi...
This is more camp. This is camper.
Okay.
It's not hardcore fitness.
Then we've
like
got
UFC.
Then we've got Twister Mania, which is a Kinect title.
Oh, God, put flipping death on here as well. We don't need smelly feet on our flipping Twister board.
So this is a Twister game for Kinect.
He's going on the list.
Not entirely sure how, in a way, it'll work.
No one's sure how it'll work because it's rubbish.
Because Twister, of course, has you crossing bones and using a mat.
Yeah, you need a mat because then you have to like touch the colours, man.
But it's got 4 gameplay modes, some metagame in there as well, apparently, and it can support up to 8 players, and there's 16 ways to play.
Oh, aye.
Then we've got Pac-Man Party 3D.
Put him on the list.
Pac-Man, he's alright.
No, he's a stupid yellow ball.
He's pizza. Pac-Man Party 3D is another 3DS title coming out this week. It's kind of weird because it's a mini game and it's a party game, but for 3DS. You'd think it'd maybe be a bit more suited to the Wii. But so it supports download play. So you can play with up to 3 other friends, or is it 4 other
That's
friends?
That's it, of Modern Oblivion. I'm putting Mr. Arsehole in it. And then I'm going to decapitate him.
Yes.
Over and over and over again until my psychiatrist asks, is there something wrong?
It supports up to 3 other players, so you can play with 3 people, as well as yourself, of course. And it can be done via download play, or, of course, if you have your own carts each as well. And it's full of mini-games, and there's, like, a board game, star game in it as well. And it's really party-related, so hopefully it has good network code in it and works well.
As opposed to... Arsehole, who needs a slap...
And then finally, the U-Draw is coming out for 360 and PS3. I did not know this until I was looking at the releases. So U-Draw, of course, came out on Wii around E3.
People on my flipping Steam's list keep
almost
playing Skyrim.
We've almost finished. So there's 2 games coming out for 360 and PS3.
Marvel Superhero Squad.
And Pictionary.
Pictionary Ultimate Edition.
So Marvel Superhero Squad already came out on 360 with a different game, but this one is more comic book focused because, of course, it's got U-Draw in it, and a Pictionary would work quite well on U-Draw, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so the U-Draw trap bit thing's coming out for 360 and PS3. It's a nice thing for kids to play with. And then, of course, it makes something like the PS3 or the 360 a bit more kid-friendly.
Which is always good.
Yeah, because there isn't that many kid-friendly games.
Especially on the PS3.
Yeah. Well, especially because there hasn't been any amazing platformers for some time. Of course, Ratchet & Clank All for One came out, but that's more... friend-based.
It's not really
a kid would really be playing a platformer because they can sit down with that and have a parent help them out. That's at least how I see it.
Or better yet, a kid help the parent out.
Which is why, you know, where's the new Ratchet & Clank game? I want a nice new Ratchet & Clank game.
Right, so yeah, that's it for the show.
Yes, lots of games coming out this week.
I don't really know why we're ending it already since I've got nothing to do.
What? Skyrim?
Eh, it's a rubbish game.
You're joking.
It's a rubbish game.
Yeah, that's why you spent the whole weekend playing it.
It's not the only game pinned on my taskbar.
Really?
Or has ever been pinned on my taskbar for a reason.
Have you ever had a game pinned on your taskbar?
No.
Wow. Cool. So we'll catch everyone next week. Don't forget about that competition if you go on our website, where you download this from, or YouTube channel, whatever, and you can apply
our website
to enter the
competition. Our website is www.gamercast.net.
Good that you sorted that out. You can also go on our Twitter and our Facebook and YouTube as well.
Yeah, it's on the website, man.
And don't forget to send in your comments and letters and guesses to name that game.
Yeah, we need some letters about your experience in Skyrim, because next week, after I finished all of Skyrim, every dude, apart from obviously the ones which are generated on the fly by the stupid engine, which I'm gonna like maybe read out some experiences and do it with nice background music. And there's troll attacks, for example.
Okay.
So yeah, if you've got any letters, yeah.
Cool. We know Trusty Badger has Skyrim. He got his Dragon Edition, which mine has not come yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be getting it tomorrow from the post office.
There's no rush.
I didn't get to play over the weekend, unlike someone who played it for the whole weekend.
Hey, for your information, my save game only says I've been playing it for 26 hours.
Only?
It's only been out
since Friday?
I could have been playing it far longer.
I suppose you could have clocked up 50 hours or something. We'll get to it then.
No, I've only started. Anyway, shut up.
Aww.
Do what I want.
So we'll catch everyone next week.